Without any further ado, I'm going to have Pastor Angel and Philip Powers are going to come up here. And by the way, there's one of the other pastors in the church, Lisandro Cruz, is with them. So say hello to Lisandro. See? All right. So come on down here. And so, Philip, you're going to get the probably better put you on the leash over here. You'll have a lot more room there.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Estamos muy contentos de estar acá visitándoles, de tener la amistad de la iglesia. Nuestra iglesia en Managua les manda un cordial saludo, un fuerte abrazo a los que han ido por allá y los que no han ido también, para todos. Perdón. Okay. Él lo recuerda todo.
Yeah. He says we're very happy to be here this morning, and the church back in Managua sends their greetings to you. And it was a little flowery than that, but anyway.
Okay. Esta mañana aprenderemos juntos sobre un tema que tiene que ver con alcanzando a otros.
Okay, this morning we're going to talk about a theme about how to reach others.
Y vamos a estar estudiando el pasaje de 2 Timoteo 2, del 1 al 7.
So we're going to look at,
2 Timoteo 2, del 1 al 7.
We're going to look at 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 7.
Y pues Pablo le está escribiendo a un joven, a Timoteo, un joven, y le está dando algunas instrucciones.
So Paul was writing to a young man, Timothy, and giving him some instructions.
Y quisiera que nos pudiéramos concentrar en estas instrucciones que llevan como propósito acción.
So I'd like us to focus on... Dímelo otra vez.
Queremos enfocarnos en estas instrucciones que llevan una acción.
Okay, let's focus on these instructions that bring us to action.
Y en estas acciones, Pablo le está animando a Timoteo a que pueda alcanzar a otros. Pablo anima a Timoteo a poder alcanzar a otros.
Okay, Paul is encouraging Timothy to reach other people.
Y entonces, usted se puede hacer una pregunta.
So you can ask the question.
¿Cómo lo hago? ¿Cómo lo hago?
How do I do it?
¿Para qué me salvó Dios a mí?
Why did God save me?
¿Cuál es el propósito de Dios?
What is God's purpose?
¿Cuál es la causa de Cristo?
What is Jesus's cause?
Así que esto nos va a ayudar esta mañana para pensar mucho en otras personas.
So this morning, this is going to help us to focus on other people, reaching others.
Entonces vamos a ver cuatro acciones.
So we're going to look at four actions.
La primera acción.
The first action.
Revístete de poder.
Clothe yourself with power.
Y es que en nuestras fuerzas es imposible alcanzar a otros.
In our own strength it's impossible for us to reach other people.
Y el versículo 1 dice en el pasaje, tú pues, hijo mío, esfuérzate en la gracia que es en Cristo Jesús. El versículo 1.
Okay, so we're looking at verse 1. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Todo lo que usted pueda hacer en sus fuerzas, todo lo que yo pueda hacer en mis fuerzas, no funciona.
All the things that you guys can do in your own strength or what I can do in my strength,
pero,
it's not good for anything.
Pero todo lo que haga en las fuerzas de Dios sí funciona.
But what you do in the strength of God does work.
Y cuando Pablo le habla a Timoteo, revístete de poder. Cuando Pablo le dice, revístete de poder, toma mi poder.
Cuando Pablo le dice a Timoteo. So when Paul speaks to Timothy and says, to put on the power, you're doing it in...
le está hablando de la gracia de Dios.
He's talking about doing it in the grace of God.
Es imposible hacer un trabajo sin la gracia de Dios.
It's impossible to do a work without the grace of God.
Y todos nosotros entendemos la gracia de Dios.
All of us understand the grace of God.
Es algo que no merezco, no merecemos.
It's something that we don't deserve. I don't deserve it.
Pero por medio de Cristo lo hemos recibido.
But because of Christ we have received it.
Cuando yo entiendo eso, puedo tener acción.
When I understand that, that's when I can take action.
Entonces, no importa si yo tengo talentos.
So it's not important if I have talent.
No importa muchos estudios en la universidad.
It doesn't matter if I have a degree in the university.
Lo que importa es el poder de Dios en mí.
What's important is that the power of God is within me.
Eso me lleva a pensar en otros.
That's what makes me think of other people.
Esa es la primera acción.
That's the first action.
Pero hay una segunda acción.
There's a second action.
Y es que Pablo le dice a Timoteo, enfócate en la misión.
The second action is Paul is telling Timothy to focus on the mission.
Y hay una figura que Pablo usa y es la figura del soldado.
And there's a figure that Paul uses to demonstrate this, which is a soldier.
Y entonces un militar no puede perder la concentración en lo que hace.
A soldier can't lose the concentration of his mission, of what he's doing.
Y Dios quiere que usted y yo mantengamos enfocados en la misión.
And so what God wants us to do is to stay focused on that mission.
¿Cuál es su misión?
What is your mission?
¿Para qué vive usted?
What is the purpose of your life?
Si yo respondo estas preguntas, voy a poder enfocarme en la misión.
If I pause to answer that question, I will be able to focus on my mission.
Y Dios nos trajo a la tierra para poder llevar a otros a Cristo.
God put us here on this earth so that we may bring others into his grace.
Yo necesito entender cuál es mi misión.
I need to understand what my mission is.
Y cuando eso es real en mi vida,
and when that's real in my life,
puedo ser más efectivo para Dios.
I can be much more effective for Christ.
Nuestras iglesias necesitan personas que tengan claridad de la misión.
Our church needs people who have clarity in what the mission is.
Necesitan personas que estén enfocados. Señor, ¿qué quieres que haga?
And the church needs to have people who are there asking, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do?
Y cuando entiendo la misión de Cristo, entonces tomo más y más acción.
So when I start understanding the purpose of Christ, I begin to have more and more action.
Y luego Pablo recuerda una tercera acción.
And then Paul speaks of the third action.
Y es visualiza la meta.
And that's to visualize the actual goal.
Y él usa la figura de un atleta.
And he uses the representation of of an athlete.
Y yo sé que algunos de ustedes son atletas.
And I know that some of you are athletes.
Greg. Ahora, ¿qué hace un atleta?
What does an athlete do?
Entrena, si lo dice Katy. Hey, entrena.
He trains.
Tiene que estar concentrado.
He has to be concentrated.
Tiene que estar pensando en la meta.
He has to be thinking about his goal.
Y tiene que estar pensando en ganar.
And he has to be thinking about winning.
Pero muchas veces No tenemos claridad de la meta.
But many times we lose sight of the goal.
Y pasa el tiempo, y pasa el tiempo, y seguimos en la iglesia, y seguimos en la iglesia.
And many times we just kind of sit there in church, and we just sit there in church, and sit there in church.
Y no comenzamos a correr.
And we don't begin to run.
Los hombres y mujeres.
The men and women.
Que deciden correr.
That decide to run.
Que deciden tener disciplinas personales.
That decide to have self-discipline.
Disciplinas espirituales.
Spiritual discipline.
Y deciden correr.
And that decide to run.
Y visualizan la meta. Y,
and they can see and focus on the goal.
Son los hombres y mujeres que van a ser usados por Dios.
Are the ones that are going to be used, are the men and women that are going to be used by God.
Si yo no pienso en la meta,
if I don't think in the goal or think about the goal,
voy a tener una vida cristiana no llena de gozo.
I'm going to have a life, a Christian life that's not very full of joy.
Sin propósito.
Without purpose.
Y muchas veces voy a cuestionar lo que los pastores puedan decir dentro de la iglesia.
And many times I'll even question what the pastors are even talking about.
Porque no voy a estar viendo a Cristo, sino viendo a los hombres.
Because I won't be focused on Christ, but I'll be focused on people.
Y es hasta que yo pongo mi mirada en la meta que puedo ser más efectivo para Dios.
So when I put my focus on Christ, that's when I'll become more effective.
Yo quiero preguntarte esta mañana.
I want to ask you this morning.
¿Anhelas el día cuando estés cara a cara con Cristo?
Are you anticipating that day when you will be face to face with Jesus?
Ese día es impresionante.
That day is incredible.
Cuando estemos frente a frente con Cristo, cuando estemos cara a cara con Cristo,
when we are there face to face with Jesus,
tenemos dos opciones.
We have two options.
Decir, no hice lo que Dios quería que hiciera.
I could say, I didn't do what God wanted me to do.
O tengo la opción de decir como el apóstol Pablo.
Or I could do what the apostle Paul did.
He peleado la buena batalla.
I have fought the good fight.
He acabado la carrera.
I finished the race.
He guardado la fe.
And I have protected the faith.
Y esa decisión es de cada uno de nosotros.
And that decision is one for each one of us.
No importa nuestra edad.
Our age isn't important.
Pero es importante visualizar ese día, ese momento.
But it's important to visualize that day.
Muchas veces, las diferentes circunstancias de nuestra vida,
many times the different circumstances of our life,
nos impiden ver la meta. Nos impiden ver la meta.
The circumstances of life often sometimes cause us to not see the goal.
Y es imposible estar alcanzando a otros.
And therefore it's impossible to be reaching others.
Estamos muy concentrados en nuestros problemas.
We're too concentrated or too focused on our own problems.
Que no miramos los problemas de otros.
That we don't see what other people are going through.
Y las personas cada día están viviendo con más dificultad.
And every day people are living in even greater trouble and problems.
Y nosotros tenemos la esperanza para ellos de parte de Dios.
And here we are with God's hope for them.
Así que Pablo le está recordando a Timoteo, toma acción y ve a alcanzar a otros.
So Paul is telling Timothy, take action.
Y hay una última acción, la cuarta acción.
Okay, so then now there's a fourth action.
Y es, paga un precio.
That you have to pay a price.
Y Pablo usa la figura del labrador, del que siembra la tierra.
And he uses the farmer as an example, who sows the seed.
Y necesitamos comprender, entender nuestra participación en la obra del Señor.
So we have to understand what our purpose is, what our job is in the work.
Una pregunta.
A question.
¿Qué pasaría si todos,
what would happen if everybody,
decidimos,
decided,
trabajar para el Señor,
to work for the Lord?
¿Cuántas personas estarían detrás de nosotros?
How many more people would be behind us?
¿A cuántas personas les podemos llevar esperanza?
How many people would we be able to bring hope to?
¿A cuántas personas les podemos llevar a Cristo, a su vida?
How many people would we be able to bring to Christ?
Y esas personas,
and those people,
van a estar listas para alcanzar a otros,
would be prepared to bring other people to Christ.
Y eso lo necesitamos en nuestras iglesias.
And that's what we need in our church today.
Cuando se está preparando la tierra para cosechar cualquier cosa en la tierra,
so when we begin to prepare the earth to sow seed, it doesn't matter what it is we're planting,
eso lleva un tiempo.
That takes time.
Cuando yo preparo la tierra y tiro la semilla, todavía no hay fruto.
When I till the ground and I put my seed in, it doesn't give plants immediately.
Tengo que esperar con paciencia.
I have to wait patiently.
Se necesita el agua para que riegue la tierra.
It needs to be watered.
Se necesita quitar la maleza que estorba en el camino.
You have to weed it.
Y yo recuerdo hasta mis 18 años trabajar en el campo.
I remember up until I was 18 years old, I worked in the fields.
Yo iba a trabajar con mi papá al campo.
I went to work with my father out in the fields.
Y había que pasar un proceso.
And there was a process.
Para poder ver el fruto.
Before you saw the fruit.
Y en ese proceso se experimenta algunas veces el dolor.
And sometimes during the process there would be pain.
Van a haber diferentes situaciones difíciles.
Different circumstances, difficult circumstances would happen.
Y yo te pregunto hoy.
And today I ask you.
¿Te gustaría pagar el precio?
Are you willing to pay the price?
Nadie quiere pagar el precio.
Nobody wants to pay the price.
Todos queremos el fruto.
We all want the fruit.
Pero no queremos pagar el precio.
But we don't want to pay the price.
Muchas veces es fácil decir, esto no me gusta en la iglesia.
Sometimes it's easy to say, I don't like this about the church.
Pero no estoy dispuesto a pasar por el proceso.
And,
no estoy dispuesto a pagar el precio.
Okay, I'm not willing to pay the price.
Y Dios quiere enseñarnos.
But Christ wants to teach us.
Para ganar a otros.
In order to win others.
Necesitamos trabajar.
We need to work.
Para disfrutar del fruto, necesitamos trabajar.
In order to taste the fruit, we have to work.
Es muy bonito ver cuando alguien está vendiendo el fruto.
It's very nice to see somebody selling the fruit.
Es muy bonito saber que tiene muchas ganancias, mucho dinero.
It's nice when the profits come in.
Pero no siempre pensamos, ¿y las personas que estuvieron trabajando para esto?
But it's difficult to imagine seeing all the people working up to that moment.
Ahora, hemos visto cuatro acciones.
Okay, we've seen four actions.
Y usted puede decir, pero todo esto lo he hecho ya.
And sometimes you can think, well, I've already done all of this.
¿Por qué no funciona?
Why doesn't it work?
Y yo quiero llevarle a una respuesta. La respuesta está en Apocalipsis 2, 4 y 5.
And the answer is, we're going to look at Revelations 2, 4, and 5.
Y usted puede decir lo siguiente.
And you can say this, the following.
Pero he trabajado mucho para Dios.
I've worked really hard for God.
He visualizado la meta.
I've had the goal in my mind.
He estado enfocado en la misión.
I've been focused on the mission.
Y no me funciona.
And it doesn't work for me.
La razón es porque muchas veces.
The reason is because many times.
Lo hemos hecho en nuestras fuerzas.
We've done it in our own strength.
No en las fuerzas de Dios.
Not in the strength of God.
Hemos dejado el primer amor.
We've left our first love.
Piensa en el momento cuando eras novio con tu esposa. Piensa.
Just imagine the time when you were still
en la etapa del noviazgo.
Yeah, I'm looking for the word.
Cuando antes del matrimonio.
Think about the time when you were still dating your husband or wife.
Todo era especial.
Everything was special.
Ella necesitaba algo. Ella, la joven, necesitaba algo.
She needed something.
Y él dice, aquí está.
And he would just say, here it is.
ella se había arreglado el pelo.
She would get herself all made up.
Y venía la lluvia, la brisa.
And the wind and the rain would come.
Y él dice, okay.
And he would take off his coat.
Por dentro una camiseta muy blanca.
And inside he'd have a white shirt.
Su camisa con mucha loción, con mucho olor fragante.
And he would be all y
él dice, aquí está mi camisa. Y la protege.
Okay. he would be all what is it called? Cloned and everything, and he'd take his shirt and cover her up and protect her.
Y llegan al matrimonio. Después llegan al matrimonio, se casan.
And afterwards they would go get married and.
Y ella tiene necesidades.
And she has needs.
Y él le dice, trabaja para que cubras tus necesidades.
And he would say, go to work.
Así, de esa manera, similar a eso.
Very similarly.
Sucede con el Señor.
It works that way with God.
Comenzamos y recibimos a Cristo como nuestro Salvador.
We accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Y estamos locos, enamorados y diciéndole a todos que Cristo es mi Salvador.
And we're crazy. We're like in love with Jesus and we're willing to do anything.
Y luego pasa el tiempo.
And then the time goes by.
Y pasa el tiempo.
And more time.
Y yo le digo a Dios, trabaja.
And I say to God, well, you do it.
Trabaja. Yo no.
I don't, not me, you.
Y él sigue locamente enamorado de mí.
But he continues to be crazy mad in love with me.
Él siempre, siempre está enamorado de nosotros.
He is always in love with us.
Y nosotros cada vez queriendo separarnos de él.
And we're constantly pulling away from him.
Entonces, el pasaje de Apocalipsis da tres instrucciones en el versículo 5.
So there are three instructions in verse 5 in Revelations.
Necesitas recordar.
We need to remember.
¿Cómo era cuando éramos novios?
We need to remember what it was like when we were still
en esa relación de dos jóvenes que se amaban profundamente.
When we were still freshly in love, two young people madly in love.
Yeah. ¿Cómo era, Señor, mi relación contigo antes?
What was my life? What was my relationship with God in the beginning?
Y luego tienes que meditar en tu corazón y en tu mente de dónde has caído.
And you got to meditate in your mind, where was it that things changed?
Y después, arrepiéntete. Dice, arrepiéntete. Que tu corazón tenga dolor por causa de no estar amando a Cristo.
We need to repent and actually feel the pain for not having, for having left our first love.
Y luego, vuelve a hacer aquellas cosas que hacías cuando no estabas casado.
And then return to do those things that you used to do, just like you used to do before you were married.
Por ejemplo, el teléfono. ¿Aló? Sí, sí, sí. No importa el tiempo, no importa el tiempo. ¿Aló? 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 Sí.
It's just like
en la relación, mucha comunicación con tu novia.
Oh, it's just like before when you were always on the phone and always talking. You know, just back to that.
En el Facebook. Ah, ya. No necesita traducción. Y ella, ay, sí, ay, yo quiero verlo a él.
And she was like, oh, I just want to see him.
Y él dice, no importa, estoy cansado, pero quiero verte.
And he was like, I don't care, I'm so exhausted and tired, but I still want to see her.
¿Qué quieres comer?
What do you want to eat?
¿Quieres flores?
You want flowers?
Aquí están.
Here they are.
Pero llega el matrimonio.
But afterwards, when you're married.
Flores. ¿Para qué?
What do you need flowers for?
Comida. Cocina tú y dame a mí.
Food. ¿Ya? Make some. Bring.
Y eso es lo que sucede con Dios.
And that's what happens with God.
Necesitamos volver a esa relación del primer amor.
We need to return to that relationship of the first love.
Dios tiene cosas grandes en tu vida.
God has big things in your life.
Dios tiene cosas grandes en esta iglesia.
God has big things for this church.
Dios tiene cosas grandes en tu familia.
God has big things for your family.
Necesitamos estar viendo a Dios.
We need to be focused on God.
Siempre.
Always.
Quiero orar por ustedes.
I'd like to pray for you.
Señor, te damos muchas gracias.
Lord, we give you many thanks.
Necesitamos recordar el primer amor.
We need to remember our first love.
Necesitamos tomar estas acciones.
We need to take these actions.
Necesitamos hacer un trabajo en tus fuerzas.
We need to work in your strength.
Señor, te necesito mucho.
Lord, I need you a lot.
Te necesito en mi familia.
I need you in my family.
Te necesito en mi trabajo.
I need you in my work.
Te necesito en mi vecindario con mis amigos.
I need you in my neighborhood and with my friends.
Te necesitamos como iglesia.
We need you in the church.
Señor, ayúdanos a alcanzar a otros.
Lord, help us to reach others.
Que otros vean en mí a Cristo reflejado.
Help others to see you in me as you would reflect yourself off of me.
Quiero ser esa luz. Quiero ser tu luz.
I want to be your light.
Para muchas personas.
For many people.
Oramos todo en el nombre de Cristo.
We all pray in the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Amén.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Philip. So just to, he won't like me doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's our church. I don't care.
Well, mainly because he doesn't like to bring attention to himself. But just to tell you, show you a couple of examples of how these guys are living this. They're not just talking about it. I think it was on Friday, I wanted to introduce Angel and Lisandro to Philip so they could converse a little bit and he could get dialed into the vocabulary a little bit. So we're at the restaurant Carved, right, which you guys know Ty and Amber own that go here. And so we're up to the counter, and there's this lady there who's from Honduras, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 you know, they're speaking in Spanish, you know, and immediately, you know, there's this Latin connection, you know, they're just talking about Honduras and all this stuff. And so when we're done having lunch, and he was already dialed in, I'm like, you got to go ask her to come to church, you know, and hear you talk or whatever. And unfortunately, you know, she had to work today, but anyway, they were on mission, you know, even there. And then, you know, we go have a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And I introduce the barista that usually waits on me when I'm there. I'm like, hey, Greg, how you doing? And then and I introduce them, and this other barista I don't know, you know, she goes, oh, you speak Spanish? My dad, we speak Spanish, and he's a pastor in Connecticut. And then they're talking, you know, and just, you know, and then he invites her to church, you know. And then Serena Charlton mentions to her Spanish teacher that, hey, we've got these guys coming in, and her Spanish teacher, I'm pretty certain is a believer, she's like, well, can they come in and talk to our class? And so we went in there on Friday at the advanced Spanish class, Spanish 5, and it was something to watch Angel and these guys. They're in there, and they're just talking about their story, you know. And I'm like, this is happening in America. This is great. I know it works the other way because we've been down there and talked and shared the gospel in the school, but it just doesn't happen that often in a public school here. And what a great opportunity. And it was so cool because I was sitting off to the side in the classroom when they were sharing and so on, and the students had questions for them. But they were dialed in. I mean, every joke he told, they understood, and you know, because these are the advanced Spanish students and everything. And when he used an analogy, or he referred to the movie God's Not Dead 2, and they're like, oh, you know, there was a couple of students in there I saw light up. And you know, when that happens, and you're a believer in an environment that's maybe not so friendly to some of the things of God, and somebody comes in like that, and not only gets to share about God, but that strengthens your faith a little bit, and even gives you an opportunity, maybe even to share with your fellow classmates. So these, everything that they've been telling about reaching others, they're doing it. They've been doing it, and so I appreciate you guys sharing that with us today, and the exhortation to you know, if you've recognized you've lost your first love with Jesus, and you would not be this happens. I mean, it's reality, and we need to recognize that and reconnect with God, and like the points were, you know, just we need to recognize what is it that's getting in the way, what's the barrier, and addressing that, repenting of that, and turning away from that into God, and then just do the things we did at first, you know. Just so good. I really appreciate that.